Have you ever watched an apocalyptic sci-fi movie and wondered, could any of this really happen? I'm Carrie Bechet, and on Hypothetical, we explore what-if questions two ways, through speculative science fiction and through insight from the world's most brilliant scientists. And spoiler alert, your favorite sci-fi movies aren't nearly as far-fetched as you may think. Time travel with me into our possible futures on Hypothetical. New episodes every Tuesday, available on all podcast apps. That's Hypothetical, Hyperthetical.
Hello, I'm J.K. Robbins, and I voice Dr. Weiss. Would you like to get your Apollyon episodes early? Or maybe discounts on merchandise, access to exclusive companion series, or even chat with cast and crew members? Well, turns out there's a way to do that. Join Patreon. As a patron, you have the opportunity for all of this plus more behind-the-scenes content from all of Observer Pictures shows. So for more information, or to just go ahead and join, visit apollyon.observerpictures.com and click Become a Member.
Observer Pictures presents Apollyon. Written and directed by Faith McQuinn. This is Episode 8, Our Greatest Weapon.
Theo, you have an incoming call from Gabriel Larson.
Except, audio only.
Hey, sorry to bother you so early, but can we meet in the courtyard before the morning meeting?
What happened? Is there an issue with the lab or a problem with DHH?
No, nothing like that.
Then can it wait? I actually wanted to drop by the archives before the morning meeting.
The archives? What are you doing there?
It's a long story.
I guess we both had an eventful evening.
Yes.
How about this? I meet you at the archives. I can tell you about my evening, and you can tell me why we're meeting at the archives.
Good morning.
It is, in fact, morning.
Oh, that good, huh?
Obviously, your evening was better than mine.
It ended up that way, yes. Vicky and I talked.
That's good. It is good, right? Your mood suggests it was very good. I've said good too many times.
I think so.
Oh, shit. This is why you wanted to talk to me.
Yes. This weekend, I'm going to introduce Lincoln to Vicky. Really informal. We're going to meet at the park and have ice cream or something.
What about her daughter?
Yeah, Callista will be there too.
Are you okay with all of this?
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Are you nervous or terrified?
Both.
Good.
There's that word again.
If you were indifferent, I'd worry. But being nervous and terrified is human. So good for you, Tin Man. You do have a heart.
Hilarious.
I assume this means you're finally admitting that you and Victoria are together, right?
Yes, but please don't call her my girlfriend. That sounds way too juvenile.
I plan to keep calling her Victoria, unless she prefers Vicky.
She only lets some people call her Vicky.
Oh, well, that's adorable. Are you going to let her call you Gabe?
Fuck off.
So, exactly why did you need to talk to me? Everything seems like it's going smoothly.
It's about you and I.
What about you and I?
Do you think our relationship has prevented us from having other relationships?
No.
I know that Vicky is a little jealous of what we have.
You told her she has nothing to worry about, right?
Yes, I told her that, but that's not the route that jealousy is taking. And honestly, it's a non-issue with her. She just got me thinking. I'm closer to you than any other person, other than Link.
I feel the same. You're like my brother.
Right. But maybe that's prevented me from pursuing a close relationship with anyone else because I didn't need it.
But people love all kinds of people, all kinds of ways. I mean, you're not replacing me with Victoria.
Oh, shit. Love.
I'm using it abstractly. You're expanding the range of your ability to love. Better?
I guess you're right.
You guess?
Sorry, Theo. This is new fucking territory for me.
Okay, I was teasing you. There's no need to be hostile.
I'm sorry. I just... It's all very new and weird, and I don't like all these feelings.
You are having more of them than usual. Oh, look. There's another one.
All right. I showed you mine. Now you show me yours. Why are we here?
We need to access the clinical trial archives.
Can't do this from our office?
I'm looking for something at least 18 years old.
And we can only remotely access records 5 years back.
Exactly.
This obviously has something to do with what you found in that box.
It does. My mother had files that look quite similar to the file examples Felicity showed us yesterday.
Interesting. Did you talk to Severine about this?
She's blocking my calls.
Huh.
All right. Looks like we're going to the third floor.
Or not. It says restricted.
Computer, what are the restrictions on the third floor?
Individuals must have level 6 and higher clearance, or permission from an individual with said clearance.
Oh, shit.
Weiss has level 6 clearance.
Oh, of course he does.
We have the meeting with him later. You can ask him then.
Ooh.
Do you want me to ask him?
God, no. He would see that as a weakness and absolutely not give me permission.
Are you going to tell him the truth?
Hell no.
Well, in that case, I'll stay for backup.
Dr. Milgram and I spoke yesterday, and she has high praise for both of you as well as your entire team. I think you and the team she's put together at DHH will work well together.
I have no doubt that we will work well. I'm not so sure on the together part.
Would you care to elaborate?
I'm sure Dr. Milgram is a very capable scientist. It's just, she wasn't very forthcoming with information.
Now, that could be because she isn't given all the information.
I assure you that is not the case.
We felt like our questions weren't welcome.
While I have no doubt that you both were asking what you believed to be necessary questions, if Felicity didn't answer them, it's because she couldn't. Understand that the DHH only gives the information they feel is necessary to do the work that needs to be done. On that note, I looked over your trial document. Nearly everything looks good. That being said, you needn't go into such detail with the side effects.
But we should include anything that may happen. Even the smallest problem
I'm not asking you to remove the information, Theo, but you don't need to be so thorough. Make your statements more simplified.
My apologies, sir, but that doesn't sound like something you'd suggest.
Oh, that mind, Gabe. Always on top of everything. This is at the request of Dr. Milgram.
Why?
She wants us to remember that we're speaking to lay people, not scientists.
Can you override that decision?
I'm afraid not. Also, I understand where she's coming from. So make those changes today, and I'll get the document over to Dr. Milgram. Is there anything else? That wasn't a trick question.
Yes. I need a favor.
You're not asking for another vacation, are you?
I didn't... No, sir. I would like to do some research, historical research, and I need access to the third floor archives.
Third floor? What kind of research are you doing?
I'm trying to have a better understanding of working with human subjects, so I thought
As I'm sure you're aware, there have been human studies in the last 5 years. You can access those anytime.
Yes, but we haven't tested a vaccine in at least a decade. And I'm sure that the trials work differently.
Why would you think that?
Well, I've already noticed that the age range for the subjects is smaller. Dr. Milgram said...
Did you ask Dr. Milgram about the archives?
No. The idea came to mind yesterday afternoon when Gabriel and I were preparing the trial documents.
But you're the only one asking for access, correct?
Theo has always been a better researcher than I.
Is that so?
Also, there really is no need for both of us to have access when we work jointly. Theo just assumed that it would be easier to grant only one of us permission.
I see. Exactly when did you start letting Gabriel speak for you?
I'd only need it for 24 hours at the most.
To help you better write your trial documents?
Yes.
That you've already essentially written. I don't like to be lied to.
I'm not.
Do not interrupt me. I do not like being lied to. If you want examples of any human vaccine trials, you can find those on the second floor, to which you do not need level 6 clearance to access. Furthermore, you claim to need records on vaccines from a decade ago. The records on the third floor are more than 10 years old. The oldest files predate the ICRS, and every single one of them relates to studies on AVS. Theo, I need you to tell me why you need access to the third floor.
Sir, I can explain.
But I wasn't asking you, was I? Theo.
If I tell you, will you grant me access?
Gabe, you're excused. Did I speak too softly?
No, sir.
Why do you need access?
Are you going to grant it if I answer?
That's a risk you're going to have to take.
I wanted to know if all human trials have been essentially closed off to the teams who developed the drug.
Elaborate, please.
Dr. Milgram says that we are not allowed to observe. Her team conducts the testing, collects the data, passes it on to us. Has it always been this way?
In the early days, no. But once departments were fully established, yes.
Why?
The reason is not pertinent to your study.
I can only determine that if I know the actual reason.
I am telling you it is not important.
Sir, I understand that we have protocols in place.
Then respect them.
I should get back to work.
Sit back down, Dr. Ramsey. Please. I remember the day I met you. That morning, I had read your file along with a dozen others. But yours stuck out. The recommendation letter from your advisor said that you would be an exceptional scientist if you could get past your empathetic tendencies. Did you know that he'd written that?
No.
But you're not surprised by it?
Not in the slightest.
I read through your school records and feedback from your internships. You were more than exceptional. So I knew I had to find out what Remy meant, because he definitely knew a talented scientist when he met one.
Yes, and they all happened to identify as male.
So you walk into this office like you owned the room, and you weren't faking it. You were truly confident, and that was powerful. Something most people, including myself, do not possess so early in their career. But that letter from Remy, it ate at me a little. There is no room for emotional connections in our line of work.
So why did you hire me?
When I asked you why you wanted to be in experimental virology, you told me that it was the only path to eradicating AVS. Other candidates said they wanted to make the world a better place, save future generations, but you were specific in your goal. And it should be the only goal. You still want to eradicate AVS?
Of course.
Good. I deny your request for access to the third floor archives.
What?
Nothing you find there is going to help you with your clinical trials.
How do you know?
You'll simply have to trust me.
You are always pushing me, pushing everyone in this department to be the best. How can I be the best if you won't allow me to investigate every angle available? What if there's something there that will help me?
Why are you so adamant about seeing those files?
You wouldn't understand.
Try me.
I have to know if my mother died for nothing.
And there it is. Your emotions getting in the way of logical thought. You have to be willing to do whatever it takes to be the best, and accepting loss is one of those things.
Science is not black and white, especially when you're dealing with humanity. Caring about other people is not a crutch. If anything, it makes me better. I am the one who developed a viable vaccine because I was devastated by my mother's prognosis. Learning from what we've done in the past will help me be the better scientist you want me to be.
The triumphs and failures of this institution paved the way for you and I both to be here. It is my job to make sure you don't repeat the mistakes of the past. It is my job to determine what will make you a better scientist. And I've decided that you do not need anything that is on the third floor of the archives.
Sir, with all due respect—
Bullshit, Theo. If you were showing me respect, you would have excused yourself by now. You also have a job to do. And if you'd like to keep doing it, you'll leave this alone. Is there anything else?
No.
Then I suggest you show yourself out and get back to work.
In the climate-ravaged world of 2072, the city of Piura stands as a miraculous green haven. Piura is a geoengineered paradise that protects its fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. In a time when the world outside is unsafe, it's vital for Piura's existence that people rally behind the purpose of the city, and Demetria Lopez, head of the city's public relations, tirelessly promotes its idyllic image. But when she stumbles on a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Piura's existence, she must decide who and what she's willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Ray Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Entrance granted for Ramsey Theodora.
I'd like to get started on proposals for future uses. Oh, hey, Theo.
Hi, Dr. Ramsey.
Hey.
Is everything all right?
Later.
Office?
No, we have work to do.
Dinner, then?
Yeah.
Okay. What was I saying? Oh, Dr. Ramsey and I will be mostly consumed by the current study, and Annabelle, with your background in pharmaceuticals, we want you to take the lead on this.
Absolutely.
You earned it.
Thank you.
Well, we'll let you get back to the samples. We'll discuss further at the team meeting.
Sounds good.
So how much food am I making tonight?
Oh, this is at least a 3-course discussion. And Reese needs to be there.
All right. I'll tell Link to place a grocery order.
Are you still in good standing with King over in the chem department?
Yeah.
Would you mind asking him a few questions?
We all must do our part to keep our society strong. Make sure you and your family eat a balanced diet, drink plenty of water, exercise, and get regularly tested at an ICRS-approved facility. A healthy lifestyle leads to a long life.
Kids, calm down or take it outside. Who is calling you right now?
I need to get this.
Work is for work hours, Xavier.
I know. I promise I won't be long. Deepa, send call to office.
Sending call to office.
Hello, Xavier.
Savrine, to what do I owe the pleasure?
Real paper? I've never seen paper in person.
Wow. I don't feel old or anything.
Sorry, Reese.
It's okay.
Could I maybe see it?
Well...
Link, this box isn't a museum exhibit.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't have asked.
You know what? Once I get everything sorted, I'll let you take a look.
Really? You rock, Theo.
Of course I do.
All right. This entire evening was supposed to be about you telling us what happened today. So, can we get into that?
Sure.
Hey, Link?
Yeah. It's time for me to excuse myself.
Sorry, bud.
It's cool. I've got homework to do anyway. It was good to see you, Reese.
You too. And I'm looking forward to having your decorating skills for the tree.
Hell yeah. And Theo, you better not leave without saying goodnight.
Wouldn't dream of it.
I'd like to think it's a coincidence that you're calling, but I think it might not be.
I'm not sure what you mean.
Theo Ramsey was in my office today.
That's not unusual, seeing as how she works in your department.
She requested access to the 3rd floor archives.
Did you grant her request?
Of course not. Did you tell her to come see me?
No.
What have you told her, Severine?
I have not told her anything.
Well, that's a load of shit.
I have no reason to lie to you. And I don't appreciate your language.
And I don't fucking appreciate you calling me when I'm at home with my family. So you're saying that Theo just, out of the blue, decided she needed to see old DHH files?
I may have revealed a thing or two that sparked her curiosity.
Well, if you'd like her to stay in good standing within the organization, maybe you should advise her to stop poking around.
That's exactly why I've called.
He actually threatened your job?
Yes.
He was just posturing. There's no way he would let you go right now.
But you weren't there. I really need to know what these files mean. He seemed almost scared.
Xavier Weiss was scared. Shit.
Why didn't you just tell him why you needed to see the archives?
No, that is not an option. There's little chance I'm supposed to have those files, and I'm more than certain that a civilian shouldn't have them.
You don't have to tell him where you got them.
You still think your mother was a civilian?
I would know if she ever worked for the ICRS.
What if they weren't actual DHH files? Plenty of people could use that same naming convention. It isn't exactly revolutionary.
Hence, needing to get into the archives.
Into the archives, mm-hmm. Right.
But I really do think they're DHH files. Otherwise, Sabrine wouldn't be so cagey.
We are talking about research data, aren't we? They're not transcripts from top secret meetings among the council.
They're essentially treated like that, though. The DHH is highly protective of their data. This is some CIA level shit.
Ah.
See? Reese knows what the CIA is.
She's a teacher.
We'll come back to that little interesting exchange. Theo, outside of verifying the files, what were you hoping to find in the archives?
I don't know. More answers.
You're moving into human trials with the vaccine Theo and Gabriel developed.
You no longer have the clearance for that information.
It wasn't a question.
Did Theo tell you?
No. She'd never divulge classified information. I've seen the DHH ads. There's been a surge in requests for volunteers, especially of a certain age. For someone like me, it's not too hard to figure out. What I can't figure out is exactly how these trials will be conducted.
I don't have the clearance for that information.
But you know the answer.
You can't tell her.
I was hoping I didn't have to.
You were hoping I would.
Yes.
It's been a long time since you were able to give me orders.
This is a favor, Xavier. I'm sure you're familiar with those, correct?
I don't divulge classified information, Dr. Khanna. A very wise woman told me years ago that secrets are our greatest weapon.
Yes. It's interesting how you've used that weapon to your advantage.
I thought you liked my ambition.
The ambition was never the problem.
Not all of us can count on our talents to get us where we deserve to be.
I'm not here to discuss your morally ambiguous climb up the ranks. Theo deserves to know the truth.
It will undoubtedly affect her performance.
I think for the better.
You're wrong. She's too empathetic.
You say that as though it's a disadvantage.
Why are you telling me any of this?
Because I want to make sure that her job is safe. Gabriel is brilliant, but Theo is the key.
I can report you.
Just because you assume our relationship is no longer advantageous to your career, does not mean you're correct.
Hey, I thought you had homework.
Finished already. You've been talking for over an hour.
Yeah, it was a lot to hash out. I'm about to go, though. Just wanted to say goodnight.
Hey, can I talk to you for a minute?
Yeah, of course.
Look, Dad told me about his girlfriend.
Mm.
I mean, I kind of knew already, but he officially told me yesterday. I'm happy for him because, well, I'm happy for him.
That's good.
But what happens if... What if she doesn't like me?
What? You are a very likable person, which is kind of amazing seeing as how Gabriel is your dad.
What if I don't like her?
I have met Victoria, and she's a lovely person. And she's really into your dad. So I think you'll get along.
So she likes you?
Yeah. We're cordial.
But you're not friends.
No, not really.
Do you think you'll ever be friends? What if they move in together? What if they get married? Are you still gonna come over all the time? That might be weird, right? She probably wouldn't like another woman here. Shit, I knew it!
Okay, first, don't swear. Second, you caught me off guard. Okay, that's all.
So you'll still come over all the time?
Your dad and I are always going to be in each other's lives, which means I'm always going to be in your life.
But?
But as you get older and as new relationships happen for your dad, for me, for you, things might look a little different.
What if I don't want that?
Link, I hate to say it, but you have no choice.
Yeah, I do. I can move in with you.
You haven't even met Victoria yet. Stop thinking the worst, okay? Changes happen.
Hey, changes are stupid. I wish everything would just stay the same.
When I was your age, my mom was my best friend. As I got older, things changed. We adapted. When she died, things changed, and we adapted. Everything will be okay in the end. If it's not okay...
It's not the end.
That's right.
Please don't tell Dad.
Tell him what?
Thanks, Theo.
Of course. I need to head home, though. I'll see you soon, okay?
Yep.
Love you, bud.
I love you, too.
Thanks for hearing me out.
That's what friends do, right?
Yeah.
I talked to King.
You should talk to Lincoln.
What am I talking to Lincoln about?
I'm not supposed to say, but, you know, check on him before your outing this weekend.
Ah.
What did King say?
Severine does seminars and evaluations, advises job advancements and whatnot, but more importantly, he said that she has to be escorted to certain areas.
She doesn't have clearance.
Right.
But she would have. She was the head of the chem department.
Okay, but you can't take files out of the archive building. Someone else could have given her those. She recognized what they were, and she needs you to get more information.
But why not just ask me?
Well, that I can't figure out.
Speak of the devil.
Theo, we need to talk.
It's nice that you finally...
Where are you?
I'm at Gabriel's.
You might as well bring him too.
Bring him? Where are you?
Standing outside your apartment.
This episode featured the voices of Markita Richardson as Theo Ramsey, James David West as Gabriel Larson, Pamela Paul as Savrine Khanna, J.K. Robbins as Xavier Weiss, Marisha Tapera as Reese Williams, Kyle Nishimura as Lincoln, Meg Biddle-Smith as Annabelle, Brian Huey as PSA announcer, Stephanie Howerton as Mrs. Weiss, Marta Da Silva as ICRS Computer, and me, Dre Silvertooth, as Deepa. Producer, Amanda Lorraine. Sound design and mix, Joshua Sui. Sound recordist, Carl Huber. Original theme, Catherine Seaton. Additional music provided by Soundstripe Music. For more information, please visit apollyon.observerpictures.com.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Get inspired while learning all about the unique planes of existence. Get the in-depth knowledge you need to help your combat encounters feel impactful, or learn about the origins and pantheons of every race and class the game offers. No stone is left unturned as every edition of the game is explored and explained in a way that benefits players of all different levels of experience. You can expand your TTRPG horizons in a way that's as entertaining as it is educational just by listening. All you have to do is go to your favorite podcast app or YouTube and search for The Dungeon Cast.